Now, in today's last word in business, we remember a man who made us care more about the weather than we ever thought we would.
I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr with a look at your forecast right on into the September weekend upcoming. Looks like it'll be a little bit.
People scoffed when Frank Batten said people would watch a 24-hour television channel devoted to rain, sleet, and low pressure systems. But he was accurate in his forecast, and those people who scoffed must never have known anybody in my family. The Weather Channel is now a staple of cable television. Media industry strategist Peter Kreisky compares Batten to another TV broadcast pioneer.
He had the same kind of insight into the opportunity from weather that Ted Turner did when he created CNN. When the Internet came along a few years later, it really was perceived initially as a threat to the Weather Channel as opposed to an opportunity, but he quickly turned around and embraced the opportunity, and today the Weather Channel is the dominant source of weather information on just about every device you can imagine, from personal computers through to the iPhone.
The man who started out as a newspaper copy boy last year sold his brainstorm, the Weather Channel, for $3.5 billion. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. Our classical program is edited by Bridget Kelly and Greg Myrie. The editorial staff includes Rena Advani, Janita Anderson, Ann Hawk, Kitty Isley, Courtney Dorning, Jordana Hochman, and Mae McGoran, with Shannon Rhodes and Nina Gregory at NPR West. The executive producer of Morning Edition is Madalika Sika. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. Renee's back with us on Monday. I'm Steve Inskeep.